Hello, lovely people. Welcome to another episode of Walk and Talk Fluency Week Edition. Seja muito bem-vindo, muito bem-vinda a mais um episódio especial da edição Fluency Week do Walk and Talk. I'm Livia Pond from Fluency Academy, but you can call me Liv. Esse episódio é especial para nossa aula de falante nativo de inglês. Por isso, a partir de agora, vai ser quase todo em inglês, ok? É para te desafiar e já treinar o seu ouvido para o maior contato com o idioma possível. Ok, English mode on. Our event is amazing, and if you haven't seen all the lessons yet, this is a good time to pause and go watch them. To enjoy this episode to the fullest, it's important that you've seen all the lessons so far. They'll give you a better grip on what we're learning together. This episode in particular is about our third practical lesson, in which Gavin Roy from the Small Advantages channel talks about phrasal verbs. If you're listening through Spotify or another streaming platform, let me tell you what's going on. Fluency Week's second edition is an incredible event that started on June 28th and goes on to July 5th. During this week, you can have access to free complete English lessons and lessons of four other languages through the website fluencyweek.com.br, fluencyweek.com.br. All you have to do is go online and enjoy. You can find the link in the description of this episode. If you've already watched all the practical lessons and you're here to get your practice on, welcome! I'm so happy you're here with us. If by any chance you haven't seen Gavin's lesson yet, pause this now and go watch it. Our goal here is to focus and work on your pronunciation. So it's important that you've seen all of Gavin's amazing explanations about 10 of the most common phrasal verbs used in a job interview scenario. Before we start practicing, let me explain how our podcast series works. The Walk and Talk podcast is available for all five languages that Fluency Academy currently teaches, and it was created for you to put the language in your routine. While listening to our episodes, you can speak up and start actually speaking the language you're learning. You can do it while cleaning the house, exercising, walking your dog, anything you want. We usually start off with a brand new dialogue, which is part of our challenge. But since this is a special edition, instead of working on a dialogue, we will work on the sentences you saw in class with Gavin. Just remember to speak up and repeat out loud. Every time you hear this sound, it's your turn to repeat or answer what I'll ask you to. Are you ready? Let's start.
Look for.
The first phrasal verb we saw with Gavin was look for. Repeat. Look for. Again, look for. Look for means to research, procurar algo. It's an action to see someone or something. Let's repeat one more time. Look for. Good, now let's listen to the sentence.
We are looking for someone who thinks outside the box.
We are looking for someone who thinks outside the box. This sentence means we are researching for someone who is creative, who thinks differently from the rest. Let's repeat. We are looking for. Looking for. Someone who thinks. Thinks. Notice the TH sound in that word. Remember how we reproduce those sounds. We have to put our tongue, língua, between our front teeth, entre nossos dentes da frente. Let's try it. Thinks. Thinks. Outside. The. Box. We are looking for someone who thinks outside the box. We are looking for someone who thinks outside the box. We are looking for someone who thinks outside the box. We are looking for someone who thinks outside the box. Good job! Let's go to our second phrasal verb.
Put up with.
Put up with means to tolerate, to deal with. Repeat. Put. Up. With. And we can connect the sounds. Put up with. Put up with. Put up with. Now let's listen to the sentence.
You will have to be prepared to put up with a lot of pressure in this company.
Wow, that's a long one. It's okay, let's do it together. You will have to be prepared to put up with a lot of pressure in this company. So, if you get this job that you're looking at, you're going to have to deal with a lot of pressure. I think that's pretty common nowadays, huh? Let's work on that sentence. You will have to. Notice the linking sounds here. When we are speaking naturally, the linking sounds will appear. In this sentence we're working on right now, for example, we have a bunch of them. First, we have one between the starting words. You will have to. Have to. You will have to. Be prepared. Be prepared to. Put up with. Put up with. A lot of. Again, notice those linking sounds. We don't say a lot of. We say a lot of. Repeat. A lot of. A lot of. Pressure. Pressure. If you like Queen, you're already familiar with that word. Under pressure. It's a pretty good song, if you ask me. Let's continue. In this company. In this company. Let's work on the full sentence now. You will have to be prepared to put up with a lot of pressure in this company. You will have to be prepared to put up with a lot of pressure in this company. You will have to be prepared to put up with a lot of pressure in this company. You will have to be prepared to put up with a lot of pressure in this company. You will have to be prepared to put up with a lot of pressure in this company. One more time, and then we go to our next phrasal verb. You will have to be prepared to put up with a lot of pressure in this company. Okay, let's continue.
Stand out.
Stand out has a couple of different meanings, but the one we have here is the same as be clearly better, be set apart from the other. Let's repeat. Stand out. Stand out. Depending on your accent, you can say stand out or stand out. I have a somewhat Canadian accent, so I tend to say out instead of out. But they're both correct, okay? Repeat. Stand out. Stand out. Let's listen to our sentence.
What makes you stand out from the other applicants?
What makes you stand out from the other applicants? That's a question you'll hear a lot in job interviews. It's important to know in what ways you're different, you're better than the people you are competing with. Let's repeat. What makes you stand out from the other applicants? What makes you stand out from the other applicants? Applicants. the other applicants. What makes you stand out from the other applicants? What makes you stand out from the other applicants? One more time. What makes you stand out from the other applicants? Good job. Next phrasal verb.
Call off.
Call off here means to cancel. Repeat. Call off. Call off. Call off.
How would you feel if we had to call off a project that you are working on?
We have another question here. How would you feel if we had to call off a project that you're working on? Repeat after me. How would you? There's another linking sound here. Would you? Repeat. Would you? How would you feel if we had to call off a project? Project or project, it doesn't really matter. A project that you are working on. How would you feel if we had to call off a project that you're working on? How would you feel if we had to call off a project that you're working on? The whole sentence. How would you feel if we had to call off a project that you're working on? One more time, do your best. How would you feel if we had to call off a project that you're working on? Great, let's move on.
Turn down.
The phrasal verb turn down has more than one meaning. It can mean say no, refuse, not accept, or reduce the volume of something. Abaixar o volume. Let's repeat. Turn down. Turn down. Let's listen to the first example with the meaning of not accepting.
I will have to turn down this offer unless they offer me a better salary.
It's important to know your own price, right? That is what this sentence is about. I will have to turn down this offer unless they offer me a better salary. So it means they are offering me too little. I want more money. Okay, let's work on this sentence because maybe one day you're gonna need it, right? I will have to. I will have to. I will have to. And now our phrasal verb, turn down. Turn down. I will have to turn down. I will have to turn down this offer. This offer. I will have to turn down this offer. Turn down this offer. Unless means a menos que. Repeat. Unless. Unless. They offer me. Offer. They offer me. They offer me a better salary. Here we could say a higher salary, um salário mais alto. And better salary means um salário melhor. So it's virtually the same thing. Your turn. A better salary. Better. Salary. Let's try the whole sentence part by part. I will have to turn down this offer unless they offer me a better salary. I will have to turn down this offer unless they offer me a better salary. Okay, now everything. Come on, you can do it. I will have to turn down this offer unless they offer me a better salary. Again, I will have to turn down this offer unless they offer me a better salary. Great job! Okay, but we learned with Gavin another meaning for turn down. Let's listen.
Could you please turn down the volume?
You already know that phrasal verbs can have different meanings. That's why we always repeat that context is everything. Never forget that, okay? And it's the same with Portuguese or any other language. Right, so turn down this time means abaixar o volume. Repeat after me. Turn down. Turn down the volume. Not volume, volume, but volume. Repeat, volume. Turn down the volume. You have already learned with Jackie in the grammar lesson the meaning of could, remember? So here you have another chance to practice it. We use could to make polite requests, pedidos educados. Repeat, could. You. Could you? Could you? Did you notice the linking sound here? When we're speaking, it's super common to connect could and you. Repeat, could you? Could you? Please. Turn down the volume. Let's try everything. Could you please turn down the volume? Could you please turn down the volume? One more time. Could you please turn down the volume? Awesome. Guys, I know it's a lot of repetition, but trust me, it's going to help you a lot. Right, let's move on. Our next phrasal verb also has two different meanings, but they are quite similar. Let's listen.
Come up with.
Repeat after me. Come up with. Again, come up with. Come up with can mean create, invent, and it's commonly used with ideas. Come up with ideas. Or it can also mean make, deliver, produce. Let's repeat, come up with. Let's check the first example.
Will you be able to come up with the daily reports punctually?
Okay, here the question is something like this. We need you to deliver the reports every day punctually. Do you think you can make it? Você é capaz de entregar os relatórios diários pontualmente? Will you be able to come up with the daily reports punctually? Here we see the expression be able to, which has the same meaning as can. The difference is that we can use be able to in different verb tenses, like in the future, like we see here. Will you be able to? Let's repeat. Will. Will you be able to? Will you be able to? Will you be able to? Come up with. Come up with. The daily reports. The daily reports. The daily reports. Punctually. Okay, let's try this one slowly. Punctually. 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 Okay, good. Are you speaking out loud? To learn properly, you have to listen to your own voice. It's going to help you a lot. Let's try it again. Will you be able to? Come up with the daily reports punctually. Will you be able to come up with the daily reports punctually? Will you be able to come up with the daily reports punctually? Will you be able to come up with the daily reports punctually? Awesome. Okay, another sentence with come up with. Let's listen.
We need someone to come up with better solutions for our team.
Okay, let's work on this one. We need someone to come up with. To come up with here means to create. Repeat. To come up with. We need someone to come up with better solutions for our team. Here, team can mean chimi or equipe, and we can say for our team or for our team. It just depends on the accent. Javi says our, but since my accent is Canadian, I say our. Both are correct, okay? Let's try both ways. Our team. Our team. For our team. We need someone to come up with better solutions for our team. We need someone to come up with better solutions for our team. We need someone to come up with better solutions for our team. One more time, mais uma vez. We need someone to come up with better solutions for our team. Let's keep practicing. So we have take two, which also can mean two different things. Let's listen.
Take two.
Take two can mean either se dedicar, levar a sério, mergulhar de cabeça, or começar a gostar, when you start doing something new, for example, and you like it very much. Let's repeat, take two. Let's listen to the example with the first meaning.
We expect you to take to these projects very seriously.
Do you remember the meaning of that sentence? We expect you to take to these projects very seriously. Nós esperamos que você se dedique muito a esses projetos, que você mergulhe de cabeça nesses projetos. Let's repeat, we expect. We expect you. We expect you to take to these projects very seriously. Seriously. We expect you to take to these projects very seriously. We expect you to take to these projects very seriously. We expect you to take to these projects very seriously. We expect you to take to these projects very seriously. Good Good job. And now we go for another meaning of take two.
I instantly took to my coworkers.
Did you notice that take was used in the past form? Took. Repeat, took. Again, took. I instantly took to my coworkers means that I very quickly liked my new colleagues at work. Let's do this one backwards. Coworkers. My coworkers. Took to my coworkers. Instantly. 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 I instantly took to my coworkers. I instantly took to my coworkers. Awesome. Are you having fun? I hope you are, because I am. We only have three more phrasal verbs. The next one means to register, inscrever-se, matricular-se. Listen to it.
Sign up.
Let's repeat. Sign up. Sign up. Sign up. Let's listen to the example.
Have you signed up for the Tuesday soccer team?
North Americans, mostly Americans from the United States, call our futebol soccer, like Gavin said. But the British call futebol football. So it's a bit confusing, but it's okay. Nothing to worry about. Repeat. Soccer. Soccer team. Again, soccer team. Tuesday é terça-feira. Be careful with the pronunciation. It's not Tuesday, but Tuesday. Let's repeat. Tuesday. Tuesday. Tuesday soccer team. Have you signed up means você se inscreveu. Your turn. Have you? Signed up. Here we use signed, which is the past of sign. Repeat. Signed up. Have you signed up for the Tuesday soccer team? Have you signed up for the Tuesday soccer team? Have you signed up for the Tuesday soccer team? Again, have you signed up for the Tuesday soccer team? Does your company have a soccer team or something like that? Our company doesn't have an official soccer team, but we do have a book club because, as you know, we are teachers. We love reading. And it's a great book club. Trust me. It's super cool to read with other people. Okay, let's move on. Our next phrasal verb is...
set up.
Repeat. Set up. Set up. It has three different meanings. Let's take a look at the first one.
Your job will be to set up the new equipment.
Here, set up means assemble, put together, install. Repeat, set up. Your job will be to set up, instalar, montar, to set up. Done you. Equipment. Again, equipment. Your job will be to set up the new equipment. Your job will be to set up the new equipment. Your job will be to set up the new equipment. Your job will be to set up the new equipment. Are you still with me? Keep up the good work. Let's go. The second meaning is to schedule, agendar, marcar. Listen to this.
Can we set up a meeting for tomorrow at 2 p.m.?
Did you notice the use of can? Do you remember that it's a motto verb that we learned with Jackie? Let's repeat. Can we? Set up. A meeting. A meeting is a reunião. Say it again. A meeting. Can we set up a meeting? Can we set up a meeting? For tomorrow. Tomorrow. At 2 p.m. means duas da tarde. It's important to know that Americans in general don't use the 24-hour system. They use the 12-hour system, and then they use a.m. if it's in the morning, or p.m. if it's in the afternoon or evening. Repeat, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Can we set up a meeting for tomorrow at 2 p.m.? Can we set up a meeting for tomorrow at 2 p.m.? Again, can we set up a meeting for tomorrow at 2 p.m.? Good job! Okay, now we have the third meaning of set up.
Can you help us set up the meeting room?
Here, set up means organize, arrange, arrumar, organizar, dispor. The sentence is, can you help us set up the meeting room? Let's practice. Can you help us set up the meeting room? Look at all the beautiful linking sounds here. Can you help us set up? See the connections? Okay, it's your turn. Can you help us set up the meeting room? Can you help us set up the meeting room? Can you help us set up the meeting room? Okay, we are finally at our last phrasal verb. Let's listen.
Punch out.
Punch out, it's like bater o ponto, something you do when you leave your job. Let's repeat. Punch out. Punch out. When you start your job for the day, you can say punch in. Repeat. Punch in. Punch out. Let's listen to our example.
We normally punch out at 6.
It means, in general, we stop working at 6 p.m., 6 in the afternoon or evening. Let's repeat. We normally punch out at 6. We normally punch out at 6. We normally punch out at 6. One more time, the last time. We normally punch out at 6. Great job! That's it for now, people. I hope you had some fun and learned and worked on your pronunciation here with me. Now you've practiced with me and you have watched all the classes. Follow the next steps to watch one more class with Javi, in which he will teach you the great secret of our method to fluency. And just to remind you, two things. One, there's a PDF that accompanies this episode, and you can download it from the link in the description. And second, the Walk and Talk episodes are available on Spotify, Deezer, and other streaming platforms, as well as on our website. Just go to fluencytv.com, fluencytv.com. There are new episodes every week. There's the Essentials version, which is in Portuguese, and the Level Up version, which looks a lot like this, like 99% in English, with a little bit more challenging dialogues with new expressions and structures. Okay, I'll see you next time. Stay awesome.